July 1st, that's when certain provisions of President Obama's health reform package kick in. Joining us with some details on this, Andrew Rubin, an expert on the healthcare industry. He also hosts the weekly show Healthcare Connect on Sirius Satellite Radio. Good to see you, Andrew. All right, so give us an idea. Who needs to be paying attention to what happens on July 1st?
Well, a lot of people need to be paying attention because this is really the first big initiative of healthcare reform. Mm-hmm. But in particular, if you have been uninsured for the past 6 months because you have a pre-existing condition, you're going to be able to apply through your individual state or the federal government for healthcare insurance, which you haven't been able to get.
And how do you know? I mean, it's not that simple. Then there are other qualifications as to how you would be considered high risk, so to speak.
Sure. You know, it's like everything else in healthcare, it is extremely complicated. Mm-hmm. But here's what you need to know, because there's still a lot we don't know, like what specifically qualifies as a pre-existing condition. The Secretary of Health and Human Services is going to start putting that information out this week. Mm-hmm. But what we know is if you've been excluded from having health insurance for at least 6 months, you can go onto your individual state website and look online and see if you can fill out an application if you qualify for healthcare insurance. It's not really subsidized. What it is, it's health insurance that the states are going to charge you that is subsidized by the federal government. So it'll be a little bit cheaper than existing state high-risk programs if your state even has a high-risk program.
Okay, and there still are premiums involved. How much will it, you know, likely cost for a premium if you indeed qualify and if you are considered high-risk?
That's a great question. So basically what the law states is that the health insurance is not allowed to be more expensive than the average person pays for in that state for health care insurance. So it may be different in Georgia, it may be different than what you're paying in New York, but state to state. But it's mm-hmm. within the state, it can't be any more expensive than the average person pays for. And the only thing that can trigger a higher premium is your age.
Okay, and then where do you find out about this coverage? You mentioned that certain, you know, states, departments of insurance, but there are other locations where you can find out a little bit more to find out whether you qualify, if you can take advantage of this.
Sure.
If you've got these pre-existing conditions.
The best place is going to be the Health and Human Services website, which is hhs.gov, because not every state has opted into the high-risk pool. So about 30 states have, so you'll be able to get that information on your individual State Department insurance website. But Health and Human Services has the full list of which states are in, and if the state isn't in, then the federal government's going to administer this program, and they're going to tell you how to apply. And the key here, apply early. You want to make sure your application's in early, because a lot of people have said there's not enough money in this program to keep it going until 2014 when insurance reform kicks in. So you want to make sure if you fall into this category of not having health care insurance mm-hmm. because of pre-existing condition that you get your application in early.
So you need to jump on this July 1st, this week, this Thursday.
You can jump on it today and log on to your state website and see if there's any information up already.
Okay. Andrew Rubin, thanks so much. You know, so many folks thought healthcare reform was still so far away. This is the first phase rolling out this week. So if you have pre-existing conditions and it's been a difficult time for you to try to get insurance, you need to be paying attention this week. And as you said, jump on that website right now to find out.
Right now. It's a long, long road ahead.